H here. And PAX East Day 2 is over. I'm just chilling in my hotel room. Trying to recover from that harmonics party. It was awesome. But enough of that for the time being. When I headed off this morning, I was just going to go to, like, Cozy or Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast. And then I... Outside the restaurant in the Renaissance, a couple folks from Magica 2 were asked if I wanted a free breakfast, and the catch was had to put on the wizard's robes, which, you know what, for free breakfast, and it was good. I did it. I guess I'll include the picture as the cover art, but, it was a good breakfast, and, you know me, I'd do something a little silly for a good meal. notable things, yesterday I met, James Turner from Loading Ready Run. This morning it was Kathleen, DeVere, and she was really nice. Still haven't met Graham yet. But yeah, Loading Ready Run does some good stuff. I plan on attending their panel tomorrow after Paxamania, back to back in the same theater. That is, if the line doesn't fill up for Loading Ready Run during Paxamania. So, get there a little later than I have. So, yeah, I really need to get an early start. Especially since we lose an hour. Because the line outside the convention center was huge. But, of course, that was right at 10. Trying to think what I saw today. Played Amplitude again. one thing I hate about the multiplayer is... everybody is on the same level, and I just can't hang on expert. Can't really hang that much on hard. I can't really remember what else comes to mind. Cool game at Iron Galaxy that... escapes me, but, it's kind of like volleyball with, volleyball or tennis with, guns, with lasers. I also, of course, saw, Aaron, Indifference from Game Enthused, as well as, Carly, Poison Pink Fluff on Twitter, and G Nitro on the floor. Awesome people. My first time meeting Carly. She's really nice. I was in two tournaments today. Sonic and All Stars Racing Transformed tournament for Vita. Only three entrants. I think I said two on Twitter, but a third showed up before we got started, or right after we got started. And I wound up finishing last, which was still good for a bronze medal. So, yeah. Tomorrow is the You Don't Know Jack tournament, so who knows, maybe I can add a gold to that. Heck, I may even try if time permitting, the Street Fighter Cross Tekken tournament for Vita. Cards Against Humanity kind of, I wouldn't say tick me off. They're just, I guess, I'm just a little disappointed. They're I'm not saying they don't have presence that they have. They're just too divided. I mean, I like what they're doing for the indie tabletop community. But I think it's detracting from their core product. I mean, as far as I know, except for what may have happened at their panel tonight, not really much in the way of promotion with Cards Against Humanity. Super Fight did more. They actually had a bonus card in the swag bag. So met up with Mike, a.k.a., or not Mike, no, not Mike, Steve, a.k.a. Levity NYC. I was gonna record something, should have done it on Audio Boom, but I wasn't thinking. But I did, my recorder, my battery died, so I was just chilling with Steve, good seeing him. And of course, trying to think what else. I actually spent a little time in the Diversity Lounge talking to the folks at Able Gamers. I met up with Sean Baptiste from Firehose Games again. He is a really cool guy. And then Take This, learning about them, and then I went up to their AFK room and chilled for a few minutes, which, you know, PAX and Asperger's don't always get along, so it's nice to have a quiet place to chill. My only complaint was it was a little bit out of the way, which, considering the nature of the room, is probably both a good and bad thing. Bad that it's not easily accessible, but good that it's out of the way, and hence less chance of distraction. I left a little after 5, maybe it was more like 5:30, came here, chilled, and then went to the Harmonix party. At the Hard Rock Cafe, of course, VIPs got access an hour early, which VIP room was good in small doses. I mean, free drinks were nice, but wish they would have had more than one amplitude station. And there were some folks that were just hogging it. But amplitude is really cool despite the whole gang up nature of multiplayer. Food is good. When the main event started, they had live band karaoke, just a live band playing covers, and you come up and sing. I was like the second to go up, and I did Fun's "We Are Young." Tonight we are young. And, I mean, I was getting getting cheered on, people telling me good job, including some of the folks from Harmonix, like Eric Pope and ex-Harmonix or John Drake, and a little bit more coming up, H out.